The North Transept. We're near the cathedral choir. Behind us, the nave for the laity, and in front of us, the choir reserved for the clergy. The transept that marks the boundary between the two didn't originally exist, and the nave of Sens Cathedral was a single block. It was in 1490 that the archbishopric decided to build the transept. Martin Chambige, the great architect of the Cathedral of Beauvais, was entrusted with the work. At St. Peter's in Beauvais and at St. Stephen's in Sens, Gothic art, in all its brilliance, went out in a final blaze of glory. Let's look at the rosace on our left. Have you noticed that the rose has five branches? It depicts the celestial concert where 62 angelic musicians are playing a whole host of instruments. These messengers from God inspired the 19th century poet Stéphane Mallarmé, former pupil of the secondary school in Sens. In Literary Symphony, he wrote, "The rhythm of this song resembles the rosace of an old church, amidst the ornamentation in old stone, smiling in a seraphic ultramarine that seems to be prayer emerging from their eyes of blue rather than our vulgar azure. Angels white, like the host, sing in ecstasy, playing harps shaped like their wings, symbols of native gold, pure sun's rays fashioned into trumpets, and drums that resonate the purity of youthful thunder." This 16th century rose was created during the period of transition between the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. It depicts musical instruments that were soon to disappear and others that were new, like the sackbut, the forerunner of the slide trombone, or the first harpsichords. Have a go at looking for them. The canons walked beneath this rose when they came from the cloisters into the cathedral. As for the archbishop, he came from his palace through the south door. Imagine them all here where we are now standing. There they are, going up the steps, and the magnificent 18th century railing opens up into the choir. Let's have a look at it. Can you see the cross just above the coat of arms? There's a hat on top with five rows of tassels on either side. This headgear has been used exclusively by the Archbishops of Sens since 876. It is a symbol of the title Primate of the Gauls and Germany, in other words, the highest rank in the Catholic Church, after the Pope, of course. Let's go towards the left of the ambulatory. Don't forget to look out for the St. John the Baptist Romanesque chapel in the corner. Stop in front of the St. Thomas Becket Chapel. Thank you for continuing your visit.